This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voters in Georgia face a primary election tomorrow. This is one of five southern states where a Democrat is retiring from the Senate, and Republicans hope to gain a seat in Georgia. The question is, which of three Republican candidates will have that chance? Here's NPR's Kathy Lohr.
The Republican Senate primary is a battle that pits longtime moderate conservative Representative Johnny Isaacson against two ultra-conservatives, Representative Matt Collins, a congressman from rural Georgia for 12 years, and businessman Herman Cain, who has never run for office until now. Cain is the African-American candidate who has come out of nowhere to take his case to the party and the people. He is best known as the corporate vice president who took over Godfather's Pizza. Cain's experience as a motivational speaker stands out at this Republican breakfast in Savannah.
We're not just voting for someone who will go to Washington, D.C. and vote and not rock the boat. This is about someone who will challenge the boat, rock the boat, and even drive the boat at times.
Cain emphasizes his Christian faith and says the pollsters can't quantify how much prayer will help him in this race. All three Republicans running for the Senate seat sound a lot alike on most issues. They all talk about supporting President Bush in the war on terror. They all say they're for reducing taxes and for solving problems with Medicare and Social Security. But both Matt Collins and Herman Cain have positioned themselves to the right of Johnny Isaacson, who is seen as a moderate conservative. At the 15th annual corn boiling in Cobb County, banjos and fiddles played and played for hundreds of voters and politicians. Johnny Isaacson found his way easily through the crowd and seemed to know everyone here.
This lady and I go way back. She's top of the list in my book.
I'm proud to have you on board.
Isaacson lost a gubernatorial election in 1990 to Zell Miller, the man he's hoping to replace in the Senate. He lost a 1996 U.S. Senate bid to succeed Sam Nunn. This year, Isaacson is dropping names in both parties to garner support.
Zell Miller appointed me the first Republican in the history of Georgia appointed to run anything in this state when he fired the state chairman of the Board of Education and replaced him with me. I'm the one that stopped the Democratic supplemental budgets in the Senate when they were handing out pork to reward political favors in 1996. People are comfortable that they know I will challenge for what is right and I'll do what's right, but I'm also somebody you can sit down across the table and talk to them.
But Isaacson's opponents are questioning whether he is conservative enough. One of the major issues that divides the candidates is abortion. Matt Collins is attacking Isaacson for his vote to allow privately funded abortions on military bases overseas. And in the last few days, the Collins campaign released this ad simulating votes that Isaacson has cast in the U.S. House.
In the race for the United States Senate, there's only one certified moderate, Johnny Isaacson.
On the vote to force military bases overseas to perform abortions.
Show Mr. Isaacson voting yes.
On the vote to allow federal government to sue gun manufacturers.
Show Mr. Isaacson voting yes.
On the vote to allow trade with China and Vietnam.
Show Mr. Isaacson voting yes.
And I pledge to you I'll be the same Johnny Isaacson I've always been.
That's the problem.
Matt Collins says Isaacson should have stayed in the House.
The House of Representatives can absorb a moderate much easier than the United States Senate can. There are 100 senators, and with so closely divided, it doesn't take but 1, 2, 3 moderates to skew the attempt to pass good, strong, meaningful legislation with conservative values and views.
But Johnny Isaacson's campaign calls the Collins ad a desperate attack from a failing campaign. Political science professor at Emory University, Merle Black, says it's more than that.
There's a real concerted effort to use very negative campaigning against Isaacson with the abortion issue as the chief weapon of his opponents in the primary. So we'll find out whether this kind of single issue is enough to deny a Republican the nomination to the U.S. Senate.
Matt Collins and Herman Cain have split the ultra-conservative support of the Republican Party. As the primary draws closer, most polls show Johnny Isaacson with around 50% of the vote, with Cain moving into second place. Georgia Republicans say this seat is extremely important to them. It belonged to Republican Paul Coverdell, who died in office 4 years ago. They say Democrats just borrowed it for a while, and now it's time for Republicans to take it back. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.